Left off on Wednesday, we're just barely beginning the sugya. Let's just recap for a moment. The Gemara that we have been dealing with already for quite some time is you have an agreement between the two partners. They own a chotzer and they own a courtyard together, and now they agree that they're going to split it up. The Gemara says, great, once they agree they're going to split it up, then they're bound to split it up. They have to split it up. And then all the subsequent halachas of building a kosel, and all the things that we've spoken about in the past. So the Gemara backpedaled a little bit. I mean, I want to know, wait a second, what does that mean? They agreed they're going to split up the chatzar, and therefore the halacha requires them to split up the chatzar. Since when, and please don't take this in the wrong way, since when is a person required to keep his word? Now, obviously, I don't mean what I just said. I guess if I kept my word, I wouldn't have said that. Midva sheker tircha, 100%, that a person has to be honest and emes. But there's a little bit of a difference between one's moral, ethical obligation, being honest to keep one's word, and an absolute pure halachic requirement in terms of Dina Mammonos. So just because I said to you I'm going to do something, that's a far cry from being able to take me to Beis Din to actually force me to do that. What turns a mere word into a monetary obligation is usually associated with some kind of a suit of kinyanim. I mean, you made a kinyan to that effect. That was the Gemara's whole problem in the last sugya. What kind of kinyan did you make? You made a kinyan chalipin. How does that work? How does that affect them, etc.? So Gemara came up with two different ideas as to what kind of a kinyan, what can we put that gives teeth to this commitment to divide up the chatzar. So one interpretation of the Gemara was, they made a kinyan chalipin. And we had to fine tune that a little bit by saying that they made a kinyan chalipin on a specific part of the land, not just this general vague statement. We hereby obligate ourselves to split up land. That doesn't mean anything. We hereby makna, I'm makna to you, my share on the northwestern corner, and yours the southeastern corner. We make a formal kinyan on a specific plot of land. That's a kinyan. That's the parasha kinyan.
Join the meeting.
Even though we had found what we thought was a pretty good answer, this idea of kinyan chalipin, came Rav Ashi almost like as an afterthought and told us, well, by the way, let me give you another answer. The Ogi and Shloma, they made a kinyan chazaka, that each one of the partners went and improved the land. I built the fence, we built the hole, etc. Each one doing what would otherwise constitute a kinyan chazaka. So we shouldn't have bothered. Why did Rav Ashi feel the necessity to give a second answer? What was the first answer? Solve the problem. The sugya is over. Baruch Hashem, we have 174 more blot of Avashim to go. We have plenty to learn for the next 20 years. Well, my, how do you learn the second terrace? What was the significance of the second terrace? So there were some Rishonim, there was the Ramban, quoted possibility. There was nothing added by Rav Ashi. First terrace is good. Second terrace is good. First terrace is good. There is no chiddush, no grandiose chiddush in the second terrace. At the end of the year, we saw, wait a second, no. The Vashti is coming to tell us something that we would not have otherwise known. What is that? That the normal standards of Kinyan Chazaka do not have to be met in this parsha, in this sugya, because this is not a normal Kinyan Chazaka. A normal Kinyan Chazaka means, I have a field, I want to sell you the field. You were nothing, you weren't an owner, you weren't a shutof, you had no connection to this field until now. We're going to make a Kinyan Chazaka, you're going to go ahead and acquire this field. That's up to you. Here, I own part of the chatzar, you own part of the chatzar. We're simply doing a chalut, a shutfis. We're dividing up an otherwise previous partnership. That's a different kind of a kinyan. I didn't say it's not a kinyan, but it's a lower level. It's a different sub of kinyan. My nefkimina ladina. So Kaim tells us and said, the nefkimina is as follows. Normally, when you make a kinyan chazaka on the field, it's not enough just for the mocher to give you this vague agreement. Yeah, I said, yeah. When you get a chance the next month, go do a kinyan. No. The name is called Lechazek Ukuni. I have to be standing there and saying to you, go ahead and do it. Lechazek Ukuni. Or at least I have to physically be standing there nodding and indicating this is what I want. You cannot make a kinyan without that official formal Lechazek Ukuni. Says Tosfos, that halacha disappears here. When we're dealing with Chalukas HaShutfas, that was the Chiddush Rav Ashi. The Maisa Chazaka, without saying Lech HaZakani, is sufficient. The only problem is we had absolutely no idea why that's so. Like, Lech HaTaisik. If you need a Kenyan, so is it Lech HaZakani part of the Kenyan? So we began at the very, very end of the Shia on Wednesday to get a little bit of a better understanding of what Tosa and the Rosh are saying, based on a suggestion of Rav Zalman Meltzer, Sefer Eben HaOzel. The Sefer Eben HaOzel, he suggests the following shaila as to a general question, a much more fundamental question, what the role of a mocher is in terms of all kinyanim. Because as we mentioned, if you think about it, the Maisa Kinyan is always the one the lokech. The lokech is the one who picks it up. He's the one who works the field. He's the one who does everything. He schleps the animal. He does like bar mitzvah, etc. So what is the role of the mocher? So clearly the mocher has to consent. If he doesn't, that's called gezeila. One can understand the requirement of consent of the moicher one of two ways. Either one can understand it's simply the moicher providing the prerequisite called das moicher. Das bakli. That's it. The moicher is not the active participant in the kinyan ki huzeh. It is purely done by the lokech. The moicher is needed to agree. Otherwise, it's a theft. But the role of the kinyan proper, the kinyan is affected by the kona all by himself. Or maybe not. Maybe it takes two partners to create a Maisa Kenyan. A Kenyan has to affect that an item is leaving Reuven to Shus and going to Shimon to Shus. So it has to exit Reuven and to Shimon. So it requires the participation of both. So the Mocher participates and the Kona participates. I know how the Kona participates by digging the hole, by fixing the fence. How does the Mocher participate? By his words, Leich Chazek Ukni. That is the Mocher's active participation in the Kinyan. So that's a very, very different shot. So we said on the end of the show Wednesday, either Lech HaZakani is required for Metzias reasons, for technical, practical reasons, or for Halachic reasons to be part of the Ma'is HaKinyan for the Ben Shabbat HaMach. Right after me, at the end of the day, you need it. What's the difference? So it's a huge difference, as Mrs. Zalman. If you hold that the whole goal of Lech HaZakani is simply to present my das, it's a way of ascertaining das. So then, whenever das is needed, this is the vehicle to ascertain das. There is no other way. This is the way Chazal Mishaya. This is the proof positive that the Mocher is signing off. You require das to split up the shufras. You can't split up a shufras without the other partner's das, but that's a little bit of a tricky statement. It depends what kind of shufras it is. If it's what's called an Ein Bok Nechaluka, there's a very, very small chatzer that nobody really wants to split up, I mean, except for these two parties. If I have a tremendous piece of land, b'shutfas of you, so I can demand that I'll get a really, really good part of the field, and you'll get a really, really good part of the field, so that I can demand to split the shutfas, even shlomi daimcha. But if it's a dover she'inbo din chaluka, let's say for Marshall, we own a chair b'shutfas, so I'm going to insist that we split the chair. You know, what do you do when you have a chair? So obviously, when you have certain kinds of chalukas and shutfas, you require both parties to consent. So to over here, we're dealing with this rather small courtyard. The Gemara says, and therefore, I require das. And you require das. And if das is expressed with the magic words, lechaz, so be it. And therefore, there is no reason whatsoever to differentiate between a real mechira and a chalukas ha-shutfas. If that's the goal of lechaz, but if the goal of lechaz is totally different, I don't need amiras Lechaz Gukni to express das. I know that. The guy's a month ago, the guy told me, yeah, go ahead. We're going to make a kid now. Don't worry about it. I'm going away for a month. You take care of it. The guy already presented his das. What do you need Lechaz Gukni for? For the official, formal, halachic process of Haknos Asoda, Mechiris Asoda, comes the Russians and says, wait a second. That's not what's happening by Chalukas HaShutfas. Chalukas HaShutfas, it already belongs to you. It's partially mine, partially. That's what Shufas is. It's a little bit mine, a little bit yours. So, B'med the Mamamurim, you require a Lechaz Gukni. That's when there's a real bona fide Mechira transfer of ownership from moving to Shimon. But that's the thing, place in Asugya. And therefore, argues with Mrs. Alba, you can get away without an Amiris Lechaz Gukni, because it's only a Chalukas HaShufas. And that's exactly what Tosafot the Rosh said. So now, this whole beer within the Shitas HaTosafot and the Rosh and Asugya is all predicated on an assumption that Lechaz Gukni is something that we're not even sure that it is. So now we have to push the question back a little bit. What is Lechaz Gukni? Which is really just another way of pushing back the question, What, if anything, is the role of the moicher? What does the moicher do in a regular machine, a regular kanor? Is the moicher simply just presenting his das and then the lokech takes it from there? Or is the moicher a main active player in the essence of the chalos itself? So the source of this discussion actually begins with the Gemara in Maseches Gittin on the sixth of the Maamar Kamos. And very often we find that the moicher we're going to talk about comes literally from left field. At first glance, it has nothing to do with Mechiras. It actually has to do with Gittin and by extension to Kedushin. We take a look at the sixth of the Maamar Kamos. So it's a Gemara Maseches Gittin. Just had the unique privilege last night. One of my nephews called me, he's living in Israel now. So he called me with the Shaila. Out of the blue about it, not some kind of a Shaila halacha about something. After I talked to him about the Shaila, I asked him, what are you learning now? I knew they were learning Gittin in Yeshiva. I asked him, what are you up to in Gittin now? So he says to me, oh, run Gittin Daf Chavtes. Really? Wow. Let's talk a little bit. I said, I have this shiat tomorrow morning. Maybe I said, so we talked with a little bit about this again. So comes the Gemara on Gittin Chavtes and Aleph. He quotes Tanan. Maybe get the Eretz Yisrael b'chola raise the Mishach b'erachia. If a person's bringing a get in Eretz Yisrael, and the reason why Eretz Yisrael is not a mitzvah to live Eretz, the reason why Eretz Yisrael is different is because when you bring a get in Chutz La'aretz, there's a whole nother sugya called having to say b'fanei nechtam. We're going to leave that for another time, another place. I think Yeshiva's going to get next year, if I'm not mistaken. So hopefully we'll have lots to talk about that in the mornings next year. But forgetting about that, just the mere fact that Reuben appoints Shimon to bring a get, and then Shimon gets sick. So what should he do? So Shimon appoints Levi. And this is an application of the principle called Shaliach Osa Shaliach. The second part of the Kedushin tells us we actually derive from Sukkim. A Baal can appoint the Shaliach, the Isha can appoint the Shaliach, and the Shaliach Osa Shaliach as well. The Gemara says, wait a second, not so simple. Is that true that when it comes to Gittin, one Shaliach can pass it over to another? For Minu, Omer L'Shnayim Tzru Get L'Ishti, or L'Shlosha Kisru Tzru Get Tzru L'Ishti, I would also leave out some of the details as to why we go from two to three to Ksivit to Nesina after what to talk about next year. But the point of the sugya is Harei Elu Yichtivu V'Yitnu Inu Inav Hashaliach Lai. That somehow when it comes to appointing somebody to write the get, somehow that can't be transferred over to a shaliach, and that's a little bit problematic. What's the difference if Reuven can appoint Shimon to give the get, the pre-written get already? Give it to Shimon, and Shimon can hand it off to Levi, Shliach Osa Shliach. Why can't the Sofer, if he's busy, hand it off to another Sofer? What's the difference between the Sinas Aget and Ksivas Aget? Sinas Aget lends itself to Shliach Osa Shliach, and Ksivas doesn't. So the Gemara, we skip down to the third line, the middle of the line, Rav Amar, Mishum Demile Ninu, Umile Lamimsirim Lashaliach. Says Rava, there's a big difference, a huge conceptual difference in the two. When Reuben gives a piece of paper with letters written on it, i.e. a get, to Shimon, he's giving him a dover, he's giving him an object, he's giving him something which exists. Reuben gave to Shimon something that exists, that can be handed off to Levi, to Yehuda, etc., shlich as a shlich. But by ksivas a get, what did Reuben say? Reuben didn't know anything. Reuben gave words. Words are cheap. Words don't mean anything. Reuven gave words to Shimon. He said, you, Shimon, please be the soifer to write the get. No pun intended. It's not even here yet. The letters are just floating around in the air. So that, quote-unquote, shlichos is not nitan to be handed over to a second shlich. So yes, Reuven can appoint Shimon to be the soifer. That exists in Halacha. But Shimon can't, in turn, take that and hand it over to the lady. That's the sugya of Ein Shliach, also Shliach, in something that's qualified as Nile in Allah. So now, come to Rishonim and try to formulate what is Nile and what's not Nile. So, L'chora, the only difference, the only distinction that Chazal are clear about is the handing of the paper in contrast to the simple instructions to write. So if you'd ask me, I would say it all has to do with something physical versus something, really something concrete versus something abstract. When I hand you a piece of paper, that's something concrete. When I give you this general tzivui to do something, that's called abstract. Let's see if we can borrow that a little bit, one step over to the sugya of Kiddushin. What would you say about the following shayla? Reuven takes a shtaki, writes a shtaki rishi, hands it off to Shimon, and says to Shimon, Shimon, please don't bring this to my kala to be. And Shimon, something happens, can't do it. He hands it off to Levi. What would you think about that? If he asked me, I would say, what's the problem? It was very concrete. That should be much closer to the model of the get, of the handing of the get, than to the appointing to writing it. Just as in the first case, when Reuven took a piece of paper with letters on it and handed it to Shimon, so shaliach also shaliach. So too, when Reuven took a piece of paper, it was a little bit of a nicer text. Instead of Rebbe Kodesh, instead of Rebbe Goreshes. So he gave her shtar kedushin to shaliach number one. What should possibly prevent shaliach number one from handing it off to shaliach number two? That's what I would have said. And that's probably what most of the Rishonim said. But it was a unique shita that was presented by the Mordechai in Maseches Kedushin. We take a look at the seventh of the Memakamos. It's quoted by the Ketelsis. We're going to discuss the Ketelsis in a moment. So I put the Mordechai into the Ketelsis itself. Let's take a look at the third line, middle of the third line, the seventh of the Memakamos. So the Ketelsis makes reference to a famous sheet of the Mordechai. Lefi mashkas of Mordechai Perke Ish Pekadish, Zalashon, Pasach HaKadosh Min Radosh. Who is the Kadosh Min Radosh? His name is Rav Shlomo Min Radosh. The reason why he was called Kadosh, tragically, was he died on Kiddush Hashem. In the days that we showed him, the term Kadosh was used specifically when someone was killed in the Crusades in that period of time. So the Kadosh Min Radosh, the Shlomo Min Radosh, had the following Kiddush. The Ose Shaliach LeKadosh. Umbasalu atabas makadish. Reuven has a ring, wants to send it to Rachel. He asks Shimon, please, you go ahead, travel to Rachel's dad, and be makadish. I feel, is this baderech? Eino yachal asa shlech achir? The first shaliach, even if an emergency happens, he can't make it to Rachel's town, he's not allowed to hand that off to somebody, to another shaliach. Mishum demile ninu flamim svil shaliach. Says, because that's mile, that those are words alone. Words alone. The Afagav the Gav, get Kaimel and Shlech also Shlech, love the Bibshu Mesiris that yet, Machanam Ha'ika Mesiris that Taba'as. Here there was the handing of the ring, well, I'm going to extend into my case, there was the handing of a Shtar Kedushin. It was Mamash the same as a get, literally identical to a get. Reuven hands a piece of paper to Shimon, Reuven hands a piece of paper to Shimon, Reuven hands a piece of paper, Reuven hands a ring. These are all concrete items, these are objects. What happened to Ein Shlech? Why is it Ein Shlech also Shlech? So I'm trying to walk a tightrope on that. There is some Rishonim who claim there is a difference. Right now, we're not assuming that. That's why I'm interchanging the two. When we learn the second part of Kedushin, we'll maybe get next year. So we'll have to come back to this. There are some.
Next to it requires melee and get a star.
Okay, so that's a loaded question. You were just bechavin to a machlekes between Rashi and Rashi. There's a Rashi in one place, there's one way Rashi, another place, another way. So we'd have to put this all on hold for next year to get the getting signals. So we want to get to the punchline. What is it that the Kodesh Baruch Hu said that handing over a concrete item for Kedushin, either a Tabas or a Shtar, what makes that mele? So listen to what the Kodesh Baruch Hu explains. A little dummy. The Gabi Isha Miskareshes Be'al Korcha. Umiyad Kishi Agia Get Liad HaShemlech Reik Ilu Begureshes. It's a phrase right out of Pashas Chayesara. What a loaded question, distinction, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You know what defines something as mili? Mili is, if it's not done yet, merely is, it's not a done deal yet. But Marshall, writing of a get. Reuven asked Shimon to please write a get for him. He just handed him over words. Nothing's happened yet. That's called merely. It's 15 steps away from the woman being divorced. That sugya of merely can't be handed over to another shlech. That's the parish. That's the chiddush of merely lamim shlech shlech. You can't take merely and hand it from one shlech to another. Why is it that when the shaliach number one has a concrete get in his hands, why is it that he can hand that off to somebody else? That's not mealy. It's done already. It gets over. I mean, between you, it's not totally over until she actually gets it. But you know how long it's going to take her to receive that get? One split second. And what if she says she doesn't want to take it? So Min HaTorah, she can get it anyway. Min HaTorah, Anisha's Miskoreshes Be'al Korcha. Things have changed a little bit post Chevri Min HaGershim. But Midaraisa, the get is Nita, and even Be'al Korcha, the woman. So says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, You want to tell me that Mesiras HaGet, the Mesira of the concrete piece of paper, is called a Dover, it's not called Milei. That I understand, because it's Nitan to be done at moment's notice, and nothing could stop it at that point. But Mesiras HaTabas, or Mesiras HaShtar Kedushin, wait a second, that requires one critical step, the woman to consent. And as the Mordechai says eloquently, Im lo tove isha lech zacharech, and what if she says no? Here the Shliach Shpatzia Zatan says, Rachel, I get this great ring, I get this big star from Reuven. She says, I happen not to be interested in marrying Reuven right now. So the game's over. So there's no Kedushin. So comes the Mordechai and Kedushin Rabbish and say, that is called Mili. So anything that's Mechusar something, you can plug with Mechusar as Mechusar something, that's called Mili. So not everybody agrees to this Kedush Beradosh, the Rishon would disagree, but within the world of the Kedush Beradosh. So now let's take a look at the seventh of the Bar Mikomos, but now the beginning of the Bar Mikomos of the Ketzos. The Ketzos took this Kedush Beradosh as the following Chiddush Gadol. Im osa shaliach laholich batan laploni, v'shaliach rotza la'asa shaliach b'mikomo. What if we're not talking about Kedushin, we're not talking about Gevushin, we're talking about a matana. So Reuven takes an item, and he wants to give it as a gift to Levi. So he gives it to Shimon. He says, Shimon, listen, next time you go to Levi, you be my shaliach, you hand it over to Levi. Shimon's going, traveling, Shimon gets sick. He wants to give it over to Yehuda, hand it over to Levi. Does he have the authority to do that or not? Is that going to work? Is the shaliach leholochas hamatana, is that closer to halochas haget, or is that closer to halochas hakedushin? So according to what the Kaddish Baradish just said, that any time you require the das of the recipient, that the game's over. That's not called shlich or shlich. That's called milei. So says the Ketzos, let's extrapolate from there. Vimosa shlich laholach matan leplon, v'shlich roz las shum kamo, nire diafilu shlich laholacha beget shlich as a shlich, v'mishum dubas lo aget lo avi milei, have matana kai gavna lo mahani. Right? Matana is different than a get. Afa gav dubas lo matana. Why? The Tzimash Kos v'Mordechai that we just read. Because of the Kaddish B'Radish and the Mordechai who put the brakes on Shlich as a Shlich and said, if and when you require the consent of the recipient, the game is over. That is not called Shlich as a Shlich. That is falls into the cracks of Miri Lamim Shlich Shlich. A Matana is identical to that. Because a Matana cannot be given via Korcho of the recipient of the Matana. That's the Ketzos' breakthrough decision. Oh, okay. If you want to do it, derech zoch l'anishu b'fonav, that could potentially be done, but that's not so posh. Zoch l'anishu b'fonav, first of all, it has to be known to be a schus, and the person could be moiche, or zoch l'anishu b'fonav will make it be nikna right away. Maybe I don't want it to be nikna right away. I want to put it on hold until it actually gets to the person. So those are going to be different sugyas, going to be different parishes. It's going to work in different ways. So one thing that Zoh says is, what's not going to work is shlech l'anishu. That's out of the question. Shlich l'shlich is not going to be effective. So, comes the Nesivus in the eighth in the Mamakomos and takes issue with the Ketzos. He's not taking issue with the Kaddish Meradish and the Mordechai. That is what Rishon took issue with that, but that's not the goal of the Nesivus right now. The Nesivus says, we'll play along with the Ketzos, we'll play along with that world of the Kaddish Meradish and the Mordechai, that whenever you require consent, that's a problem in Milo and Shlishlich. Comes in the Sims and says, I'm going to challenge you with the following question. I want to give a gift to Shimon. Who wants to give a gift to Shimon? So he appoints a Shaliach to bring that gift. Is that Shlichus? Is that the Sig of Shlichus? Moshe Reuben wants to be Mekadesh Rachel, and Reuben can't make it, so he has to point the shliach. That's the sugya of shlichus. Reuben wants to give a get to Rachel. He can't make it. He wants to appoint Shimon. That's shlichus. It's clear for the Gemara that if not for the chiddush haTorah of shlichus, not for the pesukim of shlichus, I never in a million years would have said that. Shluch shalom kamoso is a tremendous chiddush. I never would have said that on my own. Shluch shalom kamoso. Why? The Torah says you have to give a ring. You have to give a ring. The Torah says you have to give a get. You have to give a get. Like, why in a million years would I have thought that somebody's me? He's not me. So why should that work? You're right. It's a chiddush haTorah. Shluch shalom kamoso. I should do the following story. Just how, on a personal note, just how mechudush the sugya of shluch shalom kamoso is. And as some of you may know, some of you, Muncie may know, Yitzhak Adler, at one time, he was was my Rebbe in high school back in a long time ago. He was one of my early Rebbe, before I bought Chaim Marcus. He was one of my early Rebbe, Ritz Kappa. And we were learning Pekka Shoal at the time, the 8th Pekka Bavitsiyah, and some of the series of Shlichus come up, and the Gemara talks about Shlosham Kibbutzim. Remember, I was once walking with Rabbi Adam, walking from the bus stop together. And I remember he poses, as a little kid, 13 years old, he poses the following question. He says to me, you know, we've been spending a lot of time about Shlom Shalom Kamoso. It's a Chiddush HaTorah. What would you have said if not for the Chiddush HaTorah? Would you have said Shlichus works or not? Now, that's like a very deep conceptual question. Don't throw it at a 13-year-old. I wanted to get us to think a little bit. He was challenging me to think, what's the Chiddush HaTorah? Why the need for the Chiddush HaTorah? Wouldn't I have figured it out on my own? I remember that. I was like dumb. I didn't even know what to say. I couldn't even think in those categories at the time of 13 years old. What would I have said if not for the Chiddush HaTorah? So we talked a little bit about it. Conversation ended. But I got in the response. It took almost 40 years later to get the response. Rabbi Adler's nephew lived at Uri Adler, so he went to Uri, but that was in our show. So his Rabbi Adler's nephew, his son, had a bar mitzvah. And it was Parshas Korach, which happens to be the Parsha of Atem Gam Atem, the Parsha of Shlichus. So I gave a drasha about Shlichus, about, again, I branched out. It wasn't like a deep, lomdashim. It was a drasha. But I started out as a model, the notion that you appoint the shliach. I spoke about previous generations, appointing this generation. She's like, what's that for you? I go from the segue from halacha into drush. And I started my drush by saying, I was posed a question almost 40 years ago about what the significance of shlichus is. Rabbi Adler was sitting there. Rabbi Adler, Rabbi Adler. I said, I don't know whether you remember this question, but it got me shaking a lot, shook me up a little bit as a 13-year-old. Let me see if I can possibly give you an answer. What the chiddush of shlichus is. He was very happy. He gave me an A+. He gave me an extra credit on my report card of my friend. So comes to Nesibus and says, shlichus is a tremendous chiddush. If not for the bash of shlichus, shlichus of kedusha will work, shlichus of gittin will work. But wait a second, says Nesibus. What about shlichus of matana? Imagine a world for a second that doesn't have a world of shlichus. Imagine there was no existence of shlichus, but we're pre the sugya of shlichus. Shlichus doesn't exist. I want to give a gift to somebody, and I can't make it, so I'm going to point to shliach. I need the parsha of shlichus. What would it then be if I want to give you a gift, and I send it, and please, nobody should quote or misquote this, I send the gift with a monkey. The monkey should walk and carry it over to you. Would anybody say that doesn't work? Why doesn't it work? I gave you the gift. You got the gift. My nafkamina, who brought the gift? Like, get in, hold the phone here. The nosim biyoda, my shlichos, kika cheshisha. I understand getting in kedushin that there's a real formal halacha, there's a chalais taking place here. I understand the need for shliach. So if not for the parsha shliach, I would have said, you can't have a stranger. If Shimon wants to marry Shimon, let Shimon marry, if Shimon wants to marry Rachel, let Shimon marry Rachel. But Reuben wants to marry Rachel. How in the world can Shimon's giving you the ring relate back to Reuben? That's a parsha shliach. I understand it by getting, but matanis, what do I need shlichus for? Said if the matanis started out in Reuben's hand and ends up in Shimon's hand, my nafkamina, how it got there, whether I left it on the ground, whether it went through a monkey, it went through a quote unquote shlich, my nafkamina. So says and see this, if that's the case, so shlich ainos a shlich. Good. I'm happy to report that. Shlich, it's meal, that's very nice. Meal and musul shlich. But I don't need shlichus in the first place, says the Nesibus. So if you don't need shlichus altogether, how can you throw at me a curveball and say, no, this is not a good shlichus? Just felt the shlichus. It's a chesed shlichus, a shlich, ain't also shlichus. Milim is the shlich. Why am I going to be shlichus? What am I shlichus for? This is matana. So the Nesibus says, yes, that's what the Tzitzis is talking about. The Tzitzis is looking at matanas through the eyes, through the glasses of shlichus. It has to meet the rigorous requirements of a shlichus. And the Ktzai is done by Kaddish Miradosh, who says that that's called Bila Mishle Shlich, and therefore it doesn't work. Says the Nesibus, what's the rigorous criteria of Shlichos? This is not the Shlichos. This is literally, the Shlich is simply being a physical transporting of item A from point A to point B. It's like Lamashal. What would be the din if a person appoints a non Jew to be the Shlich? So the Gemara says, a non Jew can't be Shlich, a Goy can't be Shlich, and that's from Sukkim. So a goy can't be a shlich for kedushin. A goy can't be a shlich for matana. What do I need about the shlich for? If I gave it, you got it, and it made its way. My nafkamina made its way. That's the Nesibus' tying against it. What did the Ktos think? The tells clearly had a very, very different way of looking at the role of the Shlech HaMatana. What led the Ketzos to view Shlech HaMatana in a radically different way than the Nesivos is because the Ketzos had a radically different way of viewing what is happening B'Shas Matana. What is or is not happening when a gift is given? Very, very well, Michelle. We don't usually think about this. I'm transferring something to you. I'm giving it to you. I'm selling it to you. What exactly is happening? How do we view the lumbish glasses, what the nature of this chalos is all about? Or more specific to that question, what role, if any, does the nosei hamatana have? Just how important is that person called the nosei hamatana? So this machlok is a tosin nesibis, which is critical in its own right. This is going to set the stage for Mrs. Alba Meltzer. It's going to set the stage for Tyson Rush Nasugya about what amiras lechazgini is or is not. Depending on what you think a kinyan is or is not, is going to impact on what you think amiras lechazgini is. And whatever you think that is, you can ultimately circle back that sugya. So we have a little bit of work to do with the sugya. It's not such a long sugya, so we'll try to finish up the sugya Tuesday and then maybe even get into the next sugya. Oh, yeah, so should we have Tuesday? Tuesday is, what time is Shachas on Tuesday? Probably a quarter. If you're getting up early anyway, you might as well get a week. So should we just keep it on Tuesday?
What's about Tuday?
Tuesday is our Shabbat Tavish. We can have something we've never had before. We have Kolobok with breakfast. Okay, so whatever time Shachris is, we're 40 minutes before, so we should find out what time that is.
Yeah.
What?
Is it good? You want to? Hey, you'll see that it's not the time.